Amen.
All right. And as you're listening to your praise and inspiration station, as you're listening to The Voice, WTHB 1550 AM, you are listening to the conversation about aerobics and the power of aerobics. How many of you do your aerobics and you do strength training and you decided which you like better? You like aerobics better than strength training or vice versa? Or do you like them equally? Something about variety can be good. Now, and I say can be good because not everyone needs or wants variety in exercise. Some people want to just, they have figured out the exercise that works for them psychologically, emotionally, physically, and stay with it. That's cool. Whatever works for you. As you get started towards that recommended minimum of 30 minutes of moderately intense aerobic exercise 5 days per week, aim to exercise at a level that just lets you keep up a conversation during the activity. Now, I was asking you just a few minutes ago how many of you are at the point where you can engage in that moderately intense aerobic exercise and talk with no problem. Aim to exercise at a level that just lets you keep up a conversation during the activity. If you can get out 3 or 4 sentences in a row without gasping for air, some of the experts say that that's a sign that you're maintaining an intensity that is truly aerobic, meaning aerobic metabolism is supplying the vast majority of your body's energy. If you can get out 3 or 4 sentences in a row without gasping for air, that intensity is truly aerobic. At this intensity, your heart rate should be roughly 60% of your maximum heart rate. To find your maximum heart rate, who remembers how to do that? I tell you what, that's something that I forget so often, but here we go. Finding your maximum heart rate. Subtract your age from the number 220. So at the top, start with the number 220. Then subtract your age from it. Then multiply that number by 0.60 to obtain your target heart rate for moderate intensity aerobic exercise. All right, so again, your heart rate at a moderate intensity should be roughly 60% of your maximum heart rate. What is your maximum heart rate? Subtract your age from 220. That is your maximum heart rate. 220 minus your age equals your maximum heart rate. Now, to find the other heart rate, your target heart rate. So keep in mind, we're talking about two different heart rates here. We're talking about your maximum heart rate and your target heart rate. Your maximum heart rate, you're not doing any exercise to figure this out. You're just doing the math. So you're starting with 220 and you're subtracting your age. That gives you your maximum heart rate. Then multiply that maximum heart rate by 0.60. That gives you your target heart rate. That's where you're trying to get to while you're doing your aerobic activity. So if you're on the treadmill and you want to know, okay, what am I really, really doing this aerobic exercise at the point, what am I in the zone where I should be? Well, you will have already taken 220, subtracted your age to get your maximum heart rate, and then multiply that maximum heart rate by 0.60. That'll give you your target heart rate. So you're on that treadmill, walking, jogging, whatever you're doing on it. Put your hands on those grips so that the machine has those sensors that begin to pick up what's happening with regards to your heart, your heartbeat, and it's going to give you your heart rate. And see if you're at that point where you have that 220 minus your age multiplied by 0.60, your target heart rate. You know what you're shooting for. Now, how about this high intensity aerobic exercise? If you're healthy and you've already built up a base level of aerobic fitness, you can shoot for a higher target heart rate, up to 80% or even 90% of your maximum heart rate. And of course, you know, you're just simply 220 minus your age times 0.80 if you want 80% of your maximum heart rate to be your target heart rate. Or if you want 90% of your maximum heart rate, 220 minus your age multiplied by 0.90. And that's what you're going to shoot for. At this intensity, you'll likely be able to say a couple of words before needing to gasp for air. You may not be able to talk at all. Keep in mind, however, that intensity predicts duration. So you won't be able to keep up this intensity for very long. However, high intensity interval training, where you're alternating between bouts of all-out effort and low-intensity recovery, is a great way to improve cardiovascular health when you're short on time. Whatever your preferred exercise intensity, it's also important to choose activities that you enjoy and will stick with over the long term. Walking, biking, hiking, dancing, gardening are all great forms of aerobic exercise that you can easily integrate into your day. After all, aerobic exercise can greatly improve your health even if you perform it in shorter segments throughout the day. Remember that. It really is about the numbers. And so if you need to get in 30 minutes a day, it can be really good to get in 10 minutes first thing in the morning, another 10 minutes close to lunchtime, 10, 15 more minutes about the time you get home from work. It all adds up and it all counts. All right. Aerobic exercise, helping us improve who we are. All right, I'll be back.